Sagittarius, if you listen to the audio above where I talk about Mars's transits and connections throughout the next couple of weeks, you'll know that Mars in Leo will create a trine to the south node in your sign. Mars in Leo is going to transit your ninth house of travel, of philosophy, life philosophy, a more expansive view on life. And so on the one hand, what this can manifest as is you traveling. You're like, I can finally get the heck out of here and I'm going to do it and I'm going to have all the fun. I'm going to love all the things and I'm going to connect with all the people from all over the world, from different walks of life, and you just basking in that very, very Sagittarius energy, which I don't blame you. And look, as long as you can and you can do it safely, highly, highly suggest that you do it. Okay. On the other hand, this can also manifest, and I really believe that it will, on this change in perception, change on life outlook really quickly. And not have it be something so heavy, but just have it be something more refreshing. Just a more refreshing outlook on life. And I feel that it'll come by you getting in touch with the things that make you feel very stimulated as a Sagittarius, like for instance, travel or higher education or getting a small certification. One thing that I do suggest is that you really take advantage of hanging out with people, again, connecting with different people from different parts of the world, if at all possible, meeting different people from all walks of life. Have fun. Enjoy this transit. You need it, especially with the South Node having been in your sign for some time now and will continue there for the rest of the year. This is like a breath of fresh air. And I think that you should really, really enjoy it. Capricorn, Mars in Leo is going to transit your eighth house of intimacy. What happens behind closed doors, especially with an intimate partner. It is also the house of depth psychology and the house of shared resources. So, let me touch on each one of those real quickly. On the one hand, hey, hot girl summer on a whole nother level. Get sexy, get fun, get wild. Let loose a little bit. Let loose. You have been working on a lot of things. You have been trying to rediscover yourself, rebuild yourself. If this has to do with intimate relationships, allow yourself to have some fun, especially when it comes to the bedroom. If it's with someone you trust, try new things, lower your inhibitions, and see what that brings out in you. When it comes to depth psychology, this is interesting because Mars and Leo can be such a fun transit, but when it comes to depth psychology, this is going to, you're not going to want to really talk to your therapist. You're not going to really want to process some heavy stuff. My love, make time. Still process your stuff, still make time for that. It's still important. But at the same time, balance it out with finding joy in life, finding joy in your sexuality, expressing your sexuality. And perhaps what comes up from the depths of your psyche when you express yourself in that way. Think about that, okay? Now, when it comes to shared resources and money, be mindful. See if you're spending a little too much on things that you normally would not. Because remember, Mars in Leo activates the square between Saturn and Uranus. Uranus in Taurus is about a shift, a dramatic shift in finances, in money, in what we find worthy and valuable. That's in your eighth house of shared resources. So if you have a partner and you guys share resources, this might be a time in which you want to spend a lot of money on something big and you're like, wait a minute. Maybe we should talk about that. Maybe we shouldn't spend that much money right now. Maybe we should wait a little bit longer and enjoy ourselves in a different way. If you are going to invest some money, let it be a smaller amount first. Because Mars and Leo can exaggerate, right? If you're looking to invest in something, invest small. Let your Capricorn energy take the lead in anything that has to do with money while Mars is transiting Leo. Because once Mars goes into Virgo, you and Virgo are homies. You're both earth signs. You get along. You'll be able to see much clearer. Don't get too overly excited with things that have to do with money during this transit. Be conservative when it comes to that, okay? Other than that, enjoy yourself. Aquarius, Mars in Leo is going to transit your seventh house of one-on-one partnerships. Now, this can be romantic partnerships, roommate situations, business partnerships, so anything that has to do with one-on-one. On the one hand, this can be a fun transit in which you find yourself just having a lot of fun with that one-on-one person. So if it's your roommate, you find yourself going out more, and this is, you know, your wingman. If you are in partnership, in a romantic partnership, this can be a time in which, again, you guys lean into joy, lean into fun, just have a really great time together. If this has to do with a business partnership, this is a time in which you both will feel really enthusiastic about the future and in which your creativity will be at an all-time high. You'll have a ton of projects in mind. Just be mindful that when Mars finally goes into Virgo, not all the projects are going to move forward. And that's okay. You don't want all of that to move forward. But this is really a great time, again, especially with a business partner, to throw out all kinds of creative ideas, put them on a board, put them on post-its, and see what really sticks by the end of the month, or actually by the end of July. Now, with that said, the seventh house of partnership is also the house of enemies, as they call it in traditional astrology. So, understand, this doesn't mean that you're just going to attract enemies out of nowhere. What this means is that because that seventh house is so active, you're going to be attracting a lot of people, and that the interactions aren't always going to be the best because Mars like can be argumentative and competitive. So watch out for that, and know that if that's something that can potentially manifest for you, that you don't have to spend your time and energy in that. It's simply not worth it. This is a really great transit to just get in touch with the relationship with yourself. Leo is the sign of the heart, is the sign of love. In Mars, it's action. So how do you take action to show love to yourself? What are the things that you do that make you feel loved? When you feel loved by you, when you do the things that are yummy, that make you feel like you're showing yourself self-love, you attract from a completely different vantage point, okay? So take advantage of that. Pisces, Mars in Leo transits your sixth house of the day-to-day, routines, the body, and the work that you do. On the one hand, this is about committing to showing yourself self-love by keeping promises to yourself, by keeping up with the habits and routines that make you a better person. This is important because Mars is transiting, again, the sixth house in Leo, which is the sign of love. When you keep promises to yourself, not only do you increase confidence, but you are showing yourself the ultimate sense of love, which is having integrity with your word by keeping promises to yourself. This is something that, because Leo is in the sixth house, ideally, you should feel passionate about. You should feel passionate about showing yourself love. You should feel passionate about keeping promises to yourself because it's important. It's important that you harness that within you. Why? Because once Mars gets out of Leo, it's going to go into Virgo, and Virgo is the seventh house of relationships. By you harnessing a healthy relationship with yourself, by keeping promises to yourself, by perhaps starting a new workout routine, by perhaps starting a new project, a creative project that you consistently dedicate an hour or two a day to harnessing that creativity, you are strengthening the sense of love within yourself, whether it feels that way or not. Believe me, when we do things consistently, we are harnessing something really beautiful within us. If Mars in Leo is telling you, love your day-to-day, do things on a daily basis that show you how much you love yourself, by the time that Mars goes into Virgo, into that seventh house, you are going to be beaming and shining with all kinds of self-love. And that's what makes you a magnet for love and a relationship. Okay. From June 11th to July 29th, it is about you. It is about straightening out your routines, being consistent with them, and tying those responsibilities to self-love, and not feeling like those responsibilities are a way of entrapment or keeping you tied down. It's quite the contrary. You show yourself, again, the greatest amount of love by honoring your word to yourself.